many businesses have said they're looking at hybrid work options going forward, where employees will be able to work from home at least part of the time if they'd like. But new research found in one community, remote work led to an increase in overall water use. The data from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, covers the city of Henderson, Nevada, and the researchers say what they found could have major implications for the region and its water supply. Our co-host Mark Brody talked to one of those researchers, Nicholas Irwin, an assistant professor of economics in the Lee Business School at UNLV.
We found that in that first the first period after the stay-at-home order came in, where everyone who had the ability was shifting to remote work and schools were closed, so we were doing remote schooling for our children, we saw that residential water usage went up. But, you know, the obvious question is, well, how much is it going up? Well, we compare this rise in water usage, this increase in water usage, compared to the previous usage we observe in these same houses in previous years. So effectively, we build what we call a counterfactual. We observe what the expected increase was over the past 3 years. We take the average of that, and then we look at how much more this increase was due to the stay-at-home order compared to what we would have expected from previous behavior in these houses, these residences.
Well, as you say, I mean, it makes sense that if more people are at home, there's going to be more water used at home. Did you find there was a commensurate decrease in water usage in offices and other commercial places?
We did. And that's going in, that's what we thought would happen. We expected there'd be this big decrease in the businesses with the commercial sector in our papers, how we describe this, because a lot of them were either closed or it's significantly reduced hours. You know, think of the restaurants that may have just been serving takeout, so there weren't the dine-in customers there, or the grocery stores with restricted access. So there was a big decrease in commercial water usage during the same period, and a big decrease in school water usage, which we would expect because schools were closed. And you know, we expected this decrease, and what we thought was, well, this decrease should be enough to offset this increase in residential usage, or even, hopefully, maybe we get some water savings, and we don't find that. What we find is there's actually a net increase in water usage, which means that this move to remote work really changed our consumption patterns in a way that we're drawing even more water from the Colorado River. We're drawing out more water, we're using more water than we would have expected.
How does that work, though? I mean, if people aren't or weren't at that time going to schools or to restaurants or to the office, and yes, there was an increase in home usage is traditionally not seen as a major driver of water use, though.
No, you're correct. It's not typically a big driver, but if you aggregate, you know, small changes in individual households, you know, a couple more gallons here and there every day over a month and across all of the residences. Henderson, Nevada is a primarily a residential place. And residences do use less water on average, way less water, or significantly less water than commercial and school buildings. But if you sum up all of the increases, even if they're these little tiny increases within each household, you sum them up over the universe of all the houses, that's where we get these big effects.
How far do you think you can extrapolate this data? Like, do you think that what you found in Henderson could be used to discuss or talk about what's going on in places like Phoenix?
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, I completely believe that that would be true because we know that the populations are, roughly similar in terms of, the socio-demographics, the income levels, education levels. So they're similar users. We're all in the Southwest. We all have social norms around water saving. So I wouldn't expect that these results would be any different for anyone living in the Southwestern part of the United States.
How permanent do you think these changes might be? I mean, you mentioned that you found changes in consumption habits at home, but, you know, as people start going back to the office and schools and restaurants and other places like that, do you think that what you found early on in the pandemic will continue, or maybe the consumption will revert back to what, you know, we were seeing pre-pandemic?
Well, it's a really good question. It's sort of a complex question. So to continue out from the paper, we found that every month that residential water usage keeps getting bigger, and we're increasing the net usage in Henderson. So for example, in our last month of the data we look at, this is getting into the summer period, residential water usage is 36% higher than we would expect from previous water usage. Now, part of that could be attributed to the fact that, you know, public pools and splash pads were all closed, so people looking to recreate in the summer, especially we had a very hot summer last year, people looking to do outdoor activities and maybe run in the sprinkler or have little pools, you know, that's going to increase the water usage. But as the economy fully reopens and as people go back to work, we expect some of this to go back to pre-pandemic usage patterns, but we don't know how much. We do know that a lot of businesses, some recent surveys have indicated up to a third of businesses in the U.S. are thinking about continuing with some amount of remote work as part of their future business plans. And that's going to mean more people in their homes. And that also means that we'll have more people using water in our residences, and that commercial water usage offset, maybe a few less people. It may not be enough to make up for this net increase in residential usage.
Going forward, how closely do you think that policymakers and business folks and, you know, just residents of Arizona and Nevada and other places in the Southwest should be looking at and thinking about the relationship between where we work and how much water we use?
That's a great question. It's sort of a two-part question. We have to think about, we know we have the strong, societal pressures to conserve water where we're at, and we're familiar with that need to conserve water. And I think we do. I know Nevada, we do a great job in Southern Nevada. I'm sure Arizona does a really good job as well, because we have those water constraints. And that approach and that mentality, I think, sticks with the businesses that are located here. They want to conserve, and they're recycling their water as best they can. But when we have new businesses coming in and new residents, that's where policy is really going to have to come in to make sure that these new businesses and these new residents are aware of the need for conservation.
All right, that is Nicholas Irwin. He is an assistant professor of economics in the Lee Business School at UNLV. Nicholas, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.